A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can take them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one can take them out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one." The Gospel of the Lord. My sheep hear my voice, I know them and they follow me. Yes, Jesus knows us. He knows a lot about us because he is God. But he is looking for something more than just knowing us. He wants to be our friend, somebody who knows us closely, well, who is somebody close to us. And it's a good time to ask ourselves about people who truly know you in your life. People before whom you don't to pretend, keep good face. You can tell that it takes time to build such friendship relationship. It takes time to let others know us, know about us. Let them come closer to us. And that same with God. It takes time to build this relationship. Coming to the church every Sunday is really not enough if it is only our religious practice we do every week. Because we come there as a one flock to worship our Lord, to be strengthened by his body and blood. But it requires the daily relationship with God, to have time to talk to him, to pray, to read the scripture, to listen to him. If I don't have this time for my God every day, I won't ever learn sound of his voice. He will never become somebody very close to me. Somebody whom I follow not only in good times, but also in the bad times, in difficult times, when it takes so much trust and courage to follow the Lord. Then the second thing, Jesus is our shepherd, and we are also called to be shepherd on his image. And shepherd's love is very courageous. This courageous love is also dangerous. It takes a lot of effort to love others with courageous love. That's why we give up so easily on others, we quit investing in others, because the courageous love is really challenging. But the good shepherd is looking after lost sheep. And it's a good occasion also to ask myself about the lost sheep in my life, about people with whom I don't have good relation anymore, but I would love to, with whom I need to have better relationship, people who are lost in their lives, people who just went astray. I don't know how to let them come back to God, to the social life, how to help them at all in their lives. When one of the challenges of being shepherd is that shepherd love his sheep unconditionally without any expectations. He simply loved his sheep and leaves everything till he find them. And we have so many expectations about others. And often those expectations are leading to troubles, into disappointment. Because people don't fulfill those expectations, even if they're supposed to. And this is a challenge to start loving those people who are in trouble with us, with others in their lives, with unconditional love. To put aside all expectations about how they are supposed to live, how they're supposed to behave, how they're supposed to be, what they're supposed to do, how they're supposed to believe, how they're supposed to react with me and others. It is a challenge to put those expectations aside and just start loving that person because he or she is a person. It's a lost sheep who needs my unconditional love without any expectations to get anything in reward, anything back. Only this kind of unconditional love can warm frozen other person heart. Only the selfless love can inspire other person. Only the self-giving love can open other person locked heart. Love that doesn't expect anything back. Oh, it is very difficult and challenging perspective. To love, give and care without expecting anything in the world. It's like watering the desert, dying on the cross. May not make any sense, but it is this the logic of the cross, that Jesus loved us there without any expectations, and this love brings us new life and freedom. So let us pray that we may be more open on this perspective of loving others, especially those who are lost sheep in our lives, with more unconditional love. We may have courage to review our expectations, to put them aside, and just start loving without any expectations, reservations, just for the sake of loving, for the sake of sharing love with others, as Jesus did with us. It sounds so poetic, but it's not in life. It's very difficult, very challenging. But it's possible. This is why we come to the Lord's table, to be strengthened and renewed by Him. Blessings to all.